Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Encounter. Welcome to these daily prophetic interventions. Wake up daily to these ministrations. First thing before any other thing, let it become a habit. God's first in all we do. It is called quiet time with God or daily devotion. Use Turning Point for your quiet time, either as an individual or as a family, where you have a family altar. Engage whatever faith prophetic action we will be asked to take for the day. What we are asked to do may appear simple or ordinary. For instance, yesterday I said, if you are suffering from back pain, walk close to the wall in your room and place your back there. I said, use the blessed water to wash your face or your eyes if you are suffering from any eyesight defect, yes, or any health concern, then healings will come. God is looking for faith and obedience to release His miraculous unto all of us. You will not fail. With one day to go in this outgoing month, you will still experience surprise divine visitations. Now open your hand and your heart to receive what God has sent our way today. Be responding with amen. I receive it. As you run this month's race to the finishing point or finishing line, you will finish well. There is what is called the final push. You will push through. I don't know what you have been working on, struggling with, or believing God for. I heard those three statements very clearly in my spirit. One, those working on a thing, a project or a career. Two, those struggling with a thing. The thing has become a struggle. And three, those believing God for a major truth or divine intervention. Those I'm referring to, they know themselves. If you are one of them, place your right hand on your chest as I pray and be responding with amen, a resounding amen. God will take over that work and work it out for you. He will give you new ideas on how to work and send destiny helpers along your way. Then struggles ends in everyone's life now. You will get that kind of help, and you will get that thing done with ease. Whatever it calls for, money, space, human support, or whatever, receive it now and enjoy it now. Then, whatever you have been believing God for, you pray a request every time to God. May that thing become your new testimonies. You shall no longer be on the waiting list. God will fast track you to the testimony line in the name of Jesus. Who is this? I anoint my tongue to say this to your life. From now on, you shall be experiencing noiseless breakthroughs. Your results will speak for you themselves. Your enemies shall suffer humiliating defeat. Let do this together. If you can, where you are, please do this. If you cannot do it right away, then receive the prayers all the same. When you are able to do it, please do so and play by the message then. Remove your shoes or your footwear where you are and let the sole of your feet touch the floor or the ground where you are there. Yes, receive this prophetic declaration. I pray for you with Joshua chapter 1 verse 3. Every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon from now on, God will give to you. You will dominate your business, your career, your ministerial and professional environment and territories. You shall tread upon serpents and scorpions. They will not be able to hurt you. I pronounce your healings from the sole of your feet to the crown of your head. Everyone feeling pains in any of you are in your feet from the sole, your bone, burning sensation, feet blisters, chronic pain anywhere. Now that the sole of your feet is touching the ground, be healed from your feet and your leg up. God shall make you walk in high places of life in Jesus' name. Say amen. I receive it. Hit each of the foot on the floor. Hit your foot, the right and the left, on the floor three times. And declare your healing and your victories. It shall be so in Jesus' name. July 30 celebrant. your birthday prayers and be responding with amen. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You will live the rest of your life in peace, in good health, and in splendor. Happy birthday from all of us to all of you. Now, listeners, welcome to the second day of healing prayers. Your faith is central and critical in the supernatural healing coming over your life. So, as I am inspired to pray, as I receive word of knowledge to pray for you, believe and act out your faith. Miracle will follow. Who is this with chronic ulcer? You have been managing ulcer, treating it, taking medication and herbs, but ulcer is still there. God is healing you today. Get a cup of water or a bottle of water ready. After this prayer, drink it in faith. You shall be totally healed. Then I see waist pain, acute waist pain. You sit down, it's paining you. You bend, it pains. You stand up, it is paining. You lie down, it is paining. All waist pains issue shall go today. Then toothache. Someone is suffering from toothache. You can't chew with it. To swallow is a problem. Anything you put in your mouth, it gives you pain. You have applied all medication, but no change. After this prayer, you will gargle with water and toothache and problem in your teeth shall go. Blocked nostrils, acute catarrh, blocking your nostrils to breathe normally is difficult. You breathe only with one of the nostrils. After this prayer, you shall start breathing normally. With both nostrils, they shall open. Headache at the backside of your head. You will lay your hand there when I start praying now. Now, let's pray. Lay your hand, if you can. Hold the glass or the bottle of water. I prophesy, be healed. All cases highlighted, receive supernatural touch. Ulcer, die. Internal sore, be gone. Then, waist pain. Hands are on you now. Disappear. I say disappear. Leave your victims now. All aches and pains, waistline, be healed in the name of Jesus. Who is this? You cannot perceive odor very well. Your sense of smell is dysfunctional. God wants to restore everything to normal for you now. You shall be able to smell well even from a reasonable distance. Then sleep disorder. Somebody is suffering from sleep disorder. Everyone that could not sleep well or sleep deep at night, despite taking sleeping pills, you still cannot sleep for a reasonable length of time. Your good sleep shall return. Let me pray. Even if your case was not specifically mentioned, but you believe God for your healings, lay hands, you shall be healed. I prophesy healings. All those believing God for their healings, be healed now. I say be healed now. In Jesus' school of healing, we don't diagnose. We make declaration. I declare by faith through the name of Jesus, be healed. Every one of you be healed. Start perceiving odor well. Sleep disorder. Leave your victims now. You will sleep well like a baby from today. Everyone, receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Say, amen, I receive my healing. Say it two more times. Yes, you are healed. Check it up. Examine your faith. Exercise your faith. Examine yourself. You are healed. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Let them also listen and be healed. Tomorrow, Wednesday, is the prayer mountain in our Abuja Center. TPGF members and listeners of Turning Point in and around Abuja, be in attendance. Usual time, same venue, Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the fish market, Abuja, 12 to 2 p.m. Telephone numbers to engage for more information, 0806-133-2800. Thursday is the prayer mountain in Ikeja, Lagos. So TPGF members and listeners in and around Lagos, leave home early to beat the traffic. Be at the Thursday Prayer Mountain service, Goshen Land, opposite Allen Avenue Interchange. That is where we will be. Two services will run on Thursday there. 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Attend the one that is most convenient for you. Some people even attend the two and they are blessed. Anointed mantle shall be given out on the prayer mountain services for prayer and doing miracle for free this week. Come and receive your own. Prayer focus on prayer mountain this week is, Lord, change my level. It's a level changing encounter. Oh yes, if you desire a change in level in your career, in your finances, in your marriage, in your investment, in relocation, whatever, wherever you desire a change in level, you can even come as stand in the gap for your loved ones. Don't miss the prayer mountain this week. It will bless you. The same two services we hold, Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, Anuyo, TPGF members in these cities, be there. Month is ending. So if you are a monthly tither, personal and business tithing, do so with joy and with faith. Then battle seed, thanksgiving seed, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 777 we are sowing this month. Do so. In August, we move to 888 and connection to 669. We are receiving voice note on WhatsApp. Send your voice note testimonies so that others can hear your testimonies and be blessed. When you give your testimonies, you commit God to do more, and then you become a blessing to others. The enemy will not be able to steal the miracle once you give the testimony. Open your WhatsApp and record your testimony just for 1 minute. Let it be loud and clear. Take your phone to where there will be no background noise. Put your phone close to your mouth and speak as if you are speaking to 1,000 people. Let there be excitement in your voice. Introduce yourself by saying, my name is so-so-so, and record your testimony. Send to our number, +234-80-555-8377. +234-80-555-8377. Do so now, and the power of God will overwhelm you. The prayers that I daily pray for you shall find manifestations. The one you pray for yourself shall also be fulfilled. All the prophetic actions we are taking will be manifesting God's power and wonders in your life. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, answer. Truly blessed. Yes, you are truly blessed. Bye.